are you working on now? Are we looking forward to a new record? It's been a year. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he's currently saying words that I can't use on the radio.
That's very good.
From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Kraft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Singer-songwriter David Francie will appear in town with six-string concerts on February 14th. Francie is a Scottish-born Canadian carpenter-turned-songwriter who has become known as, quote, one of Canada's most revered folks, poets, and singers, according to the Toronto Star. He's released 13 albums, won 4 Juno Awards, the Canadian equivalent of a Grammy, the SOCAN Folk Music Award, and the grand prize in both the International Acoustic Music Award and in the folk category for the John Lennon Songwriting Award. Welcome to Kraft, David Francie.
Thank you so much for the invite, Doug. Nice to be here.
Tell me about your most recent album, 2023's The Breath Between. What was it like making that one? I think that's your 13th album, right? So was it lucky 13?
As it turns out, it was, yeah, actually. I did all the writing just during COVID. I came out of COVID, didn't know what to do exactly, except I had all these songs that I just loved. So I got together with some friends in a nice little church in southern Quebec, and we did everything live off the floor, got the record done. I loved every bit of it. And sure enough, we put it up for a Juno, and sure enough, it won. But basically, the songs just came out of that period of COVID where everybody was just kind of stuck. And I hope we're turning inside and trying to find things to write about. Fortunately, I had lots to do that with, so I was very, very lucky. I also had wonderful people to work with, and that made all the difference in the world, as always.
Are you co-writing the songs with these folks, or are you just developing the music?
No, I'm pretty much a solitary writer, Doug. But on this particular record, I've co-written with Tara Spencer, who is a wonderful singer-songwriter out of Nova Scotia. I can't say enough about her. She's just one of the finest musicians I've ever met, as well as a human. So I was very fortunate to meet her. Because I met her, I found somebody I could write with. And so there's about 3 songs we've co-written on this particular record. She's also inspired a couple of songs and plays and sings on the record as well. Again, I had my stalwarts, by Mark Westberg and Darren McMullen, as solid musicians who've been with me forever. And then adding Tara to the mix was just the right thing to do, to tell you the truth.
I'm not a talented musician by any stretch, so I'm going to make some guesses here that when you create something in a studio like that, and then you go out onto the road performing it for other people, you may get different reactions than what you expect. Did that happen on this album? Did you have songs where you're like, well, I think this is a great song, but you know, it may not play as well, and then it got a great reaction, or maybe not the reaction you were expecting?
No, I think they got the reaction that I was hoping they would get. I felt like it was the strongest writing I've done in many, many years. And so I had a great deal of faith in those songs. They've all gone over really well. There's a couple, to be honest with you, I don't play in public. They'd be a little too difficult to get through. One of them being Offering, which was a song I wrote for my departed friend, Ian McGregor, who was the biggest loss I've had in a long while. So I don't sing that one in public, but I love the song, and I think it's a good tribute to him and a nice tribute to him. Mm-hmm. But in general, they've been well. I think people, as always, see themselves in the songs, because I just write about everyday life, and I've had a very normal life in that respect. So, you know, I think if you just keep writing about what moves people, then they tend to recognize the songs for what they are.
Mm-hmm. And you said you thought it was some of your strongest writing, and that's... Yeah. Moving people emotionally, I think, is what you're getting at. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I write for myself, Doug. I've never written a song for anybody else. I've written about other people and everything else. But if I don't like the song, it's never seen the light of day, and it's not done. So I'm a very selfish writer in that respect. I'm also my harshest critic, to be honest with you, Brian. I mean, there's nobody harsher on me than me. And so when I finally got these songs out, I thought to myself, these are really valid songs, and they were ringing true to me like a bell. And every time I played them for somebody like Tara or Mark or Darren, you know, the response was immediate. And so that gave me an awful lot of confidence. And just to round out that record, I had a song for John Prine. I love John Prine. His passing was a big loss during COVID. It was the only death during COVID that I even remarked upon. But I wanted to play that with Dave Clark, my original guitar player, and Jeff Summers, my original fiddle player. I was very, very fortunate to have the boys on the record. The first album I made with those two, more or less. And the last album I made is also with them. So I feel pretty good about closing that circle up.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
If we step back for a minute, your bio says, and I think there's some connections here we can talk about, for decades, you worked across Canada in rail yards, construction sites, and in the Yukon bush, all the while writing poetry, setting it to melodies in his head and singing it to himself as he worked. So how has your songwriting changed over time? For example, do you still compose a little bit in your head before you start? I assume that's part of it. Do you walk around the house singing the songs and seeing how the reaction it goes?
I write the same way I've always written, which is as soon as I'm moved, I start to write. So if I'm not moved one way or the other, either for happiness, sadness, anger, joy, whatever it is, as soon as the emotion kicks in and there's a subject to write about, then I just start singing it. And I've always got the melody and the lyric at the same time, always. And so nothing's changed there. I don't use an instrument. I just walk down the street or out for a walk. I'll get the idea. I'll start singing it in my head. Just latch onto that like a limpet and won't let it go until it's done. So it's the same process I've always used. I never pick up an instrument until the song's written, finished in my head. And then I'll look at that. It's just the way I've always done it.
That's fascinating because, like I said, I'm not much of a musician. And if I were to be singing
Same
something
here.
In my head, I would probably have a hard time matching it on any instrument because I don't know what key this is.
Well, I mean, I'll be dead honest with you. So would I. I'm not an instrumentalist. I'm not a musician that way at all. I'm a poet who happens to be able to create melodies, essentially what it is. And I don't see of any problem making up the melodies. Like if you asked me to sit down and play some of the stuff on the record, I couldn't play it because I'm not skilled enough. But when those boys are, when we're sitting around together recording that record and somebody does something absolutely wonderful, then the arrangement takes its shape that way, you know? And if anything deviates from the melody, because I'm a slave to melody, if anything starts to deviate from the melody, I'm going, no, I don't want anything to do with that. So the boys I work with, they know all that. And so we have a very, very similar approach to what the song should sound like and the instrumentation as well. And then they just bring their phenomenal talents, like Darren and Mark and Dara, bring all their phenomenal skills and talents to their instruments and leave me in the dust. But I'm the one who started it, so I figure I'm the one who sings it. So I've done my bet, you know.
Yeah, very nice. What are you working on now? Are we looking forward to a new record? It's been a year.
It's been a year.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, he's currently saying words that I can't use on the radio.
That's very good. We're putting together a sort of favorites album, I guess. The greatest hits, is they don't have any hits, but I have a lot of favorites and fan favorites. From all those 13 records I put together, a compilation record, some of the things that I like the best and some, but obviously the fans like the best. And so we're doing that right now. So that's our biggest thing. We're out to head off to Australia after we do the tour of the Midwest. And so I'd like to get that finished by the time we head over there. It was difficult to choose the songs, but that's the latest project anyway, Doug. Nothing exactly groundbreakingly new, but it'll be nice to have a compilation record.
Right. And then maybe when you're in Australia, you can start some songs about terrifying animals because I'd like to visit Australia, but everything seems to want to kill you.
The first time I got to Australia, I got out on stage in Nanup in Western Australia. It was 40 degrees. It was so hot. It was unreal. I was going to burst into flames. Then I looked out at everybody. I said, I'm astonished any of you are here. Giving everything I read about what can kill you, I'm astonished you're here. And they just howled. And it's basically every animal that starts with S and jellyfish can kill you. I think that's the rule of thumb anyway. But it's a wonderful
saber-tooth tigers.
They really accept as well.
David Francy, I want to thank you very much for talking to me today. We're looking forward to seeing you on February 14th at Six String Concerts. And have a great day staying warm up in Canada.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting back to Six String and to Ohio in general. I love the state, so I've got some good friends down there. I'm very much looking forward to getting back.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.
Hi, I'm Raghav Raj. I'm the student intern here at 90.5 WCBE. Did you know that you can tune into this show on WCBE's new app? Whether you're on the go or staying home, the WCBE app lets you listen to our programming online, anytime. For local music, community news, and original podcasts, find WCBE on the App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Sue Foley, inviting you to listen to Music Journeys. Hear local and national artists share how the love of music began and what inspired their latest project. Mike Foley blends it all together with some music. Now, you can't believe him if he says he's related to me and inherited my musical talent, but you can be sure that other Foley will deliver a worthwhile listening experience too.
I guess I'm all right being that other Foley. Listen to Music Journeys Saturday afternoons at 3:30.
And in the podcast experience at wcbe.org.